Hello, everybody, and welcome to Victor Frankensteiner Presents Dynamite Smackdown, the quickest hour in sports entertainment. It better be quick. April's going to fall asleep. I'm your host, Steve Picorni, joined as always by April.
Hi.
We're back to our Saturday night recordings.
Did we leave it?
We recorded Sunday afternoon with Oliver last week.
We did.
We were joined by the boinging of the doorstopper.
Yeah.
That's right, Dynamite Smackdown, the weekly podcast where we cover AEW Dynamite and WWE Smackdown. Let's get into it. We are a week away from Super Show in Saudi Arabia. Can't wait. Oh, also, there's an AEW pay-per-view next week.
I was like, what? It's the more important one.
That's on Saturday.
Oh, it's on a Saturday?
Yeah. That's how they run their pay-per-views. Huh. So we'll get right into it. We're looking at February 19th of 2020. Show starts off with the AEW World Title Tag. Let's start that over. AEW World Tag Title Battle Royale, number one contender. Oh. Teams included Private Party, Young Bucks, SCU, Jurassic Express, The Hybrid 2, Butcher and Blade, Best Friends, the Strong Hearts, Dark Order, and Proud and Powerful. This was really good in terms of battle royales.
This was wild.
Yeah. Tons of spots. Not everybody got in at once.
So where's Orange Cassidy?
Yes. We got,
where's Christopher Daniels?
Where is Christopher Daniels?
Where are they?
We got Dark Order coming out at first.
And this is when you commented.
The whole fucking strain of lights is out. I'm like, why is this shit so dark? We have Christmas lights in the studio, and a whole strain is out. Motherfucker.
Wow.
Yeah, the Dark Order came out, and was talking a bunch of shit.
And then you were like, that looks like Raven.
Well, they start brawling in the crowd. SCU gets eliminated, like, right away.
Yeah.
So they're brawling in the crowd, and you were like, that guy's not even moving. I'm like, that guy looks like Raven.
Yeah, I was like, that guy didn't even care. He was just sitting there, still.
Come to find out, it was, in fact, Raven.
So weird.
Which, will it happen? Will something come of that later? Who knows? He was only there for that.
I don't know who Raven is.
Where's it? He's right above you.
Oh, you know what? No, I do know him.
How?
Jesus, he looks horrendous.
How do you know Raven?
Isn't he from old wrestling?
He's from, yeah, like WCW. ECW. He was at WWF for a while.
That's how I remember him, is WWF.
He was like in the hardcore title scene.
Yeah, I feel like times. I remember him.
I used to have an action figure of him, too. I don't think I have him up, but he's wearing a Punisher shirt. And it was wild to me.
Well, he looks like just a random guy on vacation in the crowd.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Scotty Flamingo.
Didn't he look real husky?
Mm-hmm. He's gotten real big.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was trying to sue WWE.
Get it, Raven.
Yeah, because he was saying that, like, they were forced. They essentially forced him to take, like, chair shots and, like, shit like that.
And forced him to be handicapped.
Basically. Yeah. Quote the Raven, nevermore. Yeah, so SCU out first.
Because Dark Order's trying to play some games.
Yes. I don't have, like, the order.
The Exalted One is coming.
The Exalted One is coming.
Who is it? Who the fuck is it?
It's either going to be Brody Lee.
Who the fuck is that?
Luke Harper. Oh. Or Matt Hardy.
You think so?
Yeah.
You don't think it's Christopher Daniels?
No. No. I think that's too obvious. Hmm. Yeah. I think it's a good way to bring somebody else in. They also signed Brian Cage.
I don't know who that is.
Which we might, maybe we'll see something of him at the pay-per-view. He's,
oh, yeah? You're going to tell our announcement?
Oh. We are going to Double or Nothing. Shakira just walked in. Mm-hmm. Yes. Great seats, too. I'm very excited.
I'm pretty excited. Because I bought them within 2 minutes of, like, taking a client. I was like, sorry, you have to wait. I have to buy these tickets.
Just take your clothes off. I'll be in.
And just go ahead and undress, and you're going to lay there for about 5 minutes undressed, and I'll be back.
And then they just announced Dynamite's going to be here the following Wednesday.
But they're talking about filling those days in between.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Huh.
That's what I heard on Meltzer, that they're talking about filling the days in between. Well, because, okay, they were saying that, like, they think the tickets didn't sell out so fast because they didn't have, like, a star cast.
The star cast, yeah.
So now they announce that they're going to do Dynamite here and that they're planning on trying to fill the days in between with, like, meet and greets and stuff like that.
That'd be pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
I mean, because you figure...
Because we'll be off Sunday, so we could just, like, take the kid with us.
Yeah.
To go around.
And you're off Monday.
And I'm off Monday.
I could probably just not go in on Monday.
Yeah. It's Memorial Day weekend. And you know what? It's going to be a damn nightmare on the strip.
What's going on? What else is going on?
It's Memorial Day weekend.
That don't mean nothing.
It means
God bless America.
Everything. Memorial Day weekend is like the start off to like all the partying on the strip. It is literally like the time to go start to all the clubs and party and celebrate. It's a horrendous weekend to be on the strip.
I feel like it's consistently a horrendous weekend to be on this trip. Mm. I was down there today, and guess what? It fucking sucks.
That's because it was a wild weekend.
It was caucus today. It was caucus, Trump rally, video games, NASCAR.
Everything.
It was a perfect storm for the city to explode.
Yeah.
Fucking microphone.
So, basically, we're going to be going to AEW, Double or Nothing. Happy Valentine's Day / birthday, Steve.
Yeah. We're going to fuck it up.
Yeah. Okay, so on that note...
Last time Oliver was in here, he just grabbed on this. Like, pulled it down.
So, there was a bunch of good spots in this match.
Oh, yeah. Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy had some good spots. Chuck Taylor got eliminated. Trent went to get eliminated.
So mad.
Yes. Trent.
Yeah, and they did this different. They didn't do where if you're eliminated, that means your whole team's done.
Yeah.
They did it to where individuals.
Each person. Yeah, so one person could win it for your team. Trent almost gets eliminated. Orange Cassidy shows up.
Do you like that him. Better?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's more interesting.
I think it's a smarter way to do it.
Yeah. There used to be like a tournament where like if it was like... But like the last two would then get like a title shot. Mm-hmm. But I like the team thing better. We got some good spots between the Butcher and Luchasaurus. I think there.
And the Bunny was on the side. The Bunny.
The Bunny kicked Orange Cassidy squaring the balls.
Have you never seen Con Air?
No. I know the line, give me the Bunny. I also know the line, show me the money.
I'm actually dead. I actually died. Oh, my God.
We used to have a podcast just for this.
We did. We've been slacking because the only thing we have time for is watch 10 hours of wrestling.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
It's so stupid.
You know what I'd rather do on Friday? Just like hang out, not watch something that angers me. Then we gotta watch fucking SmackDown every week.
Well, and then it's hard. I can't really watch AEW on Wednesdays anymore because I have school.
Yeah.
So anyways,
we making it work.
We would like to start that podcast again. And if we are, I'm starting with Con Air.
Boop. Your movie was last and it was Smart House. I looked it up.
Damn it.
Smart House and then Chases.
And you wanted me to watch something. You were like telling me that you wanted me to watch something and I can't remember.
Return to Oz probably.
I don't think that was it. All right, let's go.
which this Wednesday, I believe we're getting Best Friends versus Butcher and the Blade. Matt and Trent are the last faces in the Battle Royal. The other, I already know what that title is. It's the Butcher and Proud and Powerful. A whole fucking schmoz is amazing. Matt skins the cat, comes back in. Fucking Sammy gets involved. I've just stopped trying to say his last name. Young Bucks win.
Did you know? I have a side note about that real fast. It has nothing to do with AEW, but did you know that they dropped Buddy Murphy's first name? He's literally just Murphy now.
Mm hmm.
Okay.
I can't wait for Keith Lee just to be Keith.
Or just K.
Matt,
you know what, just Key.
Matt Key. Riddle, just Riddle.
Rid. Let's just shorten everyone's name.
It's so fucking stupid. Like, it's so... How the fuck... he's been wrestling forever. Big E.
He's just going to be E from now on. All right, anyways. Okay, so Young Bucks won.
Yeah,
which Matt, everyone called.
Matt hits... Matt hits an amazing super kick on Sammy, which if you haven't seen the clip, you need to go check it out. The cell job is spectacular.
He's dead.
What would you grade that match?
A.
Yeah, it was awesome. Battle royales are usually...
too crazy. They're usually just too crazy.
Well, Luke Gallows has described a battle royale as trading forearms with a good brother. Because usually it's just people hitting forearms like in the corner and like not... There's actually... It felt like there was a structure and spots and like shit going on in this match. It was very cool. Next up, Chris Statlander versus Shauna. And you hadn't seen Shauna before.
No.
What did you think? Because you got to see most of this match.
Did I?
Yes.
I don't think I did.
You might have seen them come out. It was a back and forth. Shauna started playing the heel to Chris Statlander's face. There was a nose boop spot.
Yeah, the nose booping is a little goofy, but
she's an alien.
Yeah, but it doesn't come off as alien.
Listen, Meltzer.
No, like, I like the alien gimmick.
Yeah.
I just wish she was kind of like a strange weirdo that would just like stare like super close to somebody's face.
She does that sometimes too.
Then like booping their nose. Like the booping their nose almost seems like a cunt move to me. It doesn't feel alien, like strangish. It just feels like you're being a bit... I don't like people touching my face though.
Yeah. You would never be a wrestler.
I don't like when the guys get in their faces like they're about to kiss.
Oh, that's my favorite part. We, it's no secret, we listen to like Wrestling Observer and everything. And there's a decisive hatred for Meltzer. In like, that's a, he's off the mark on some stuff, and I can be like, oh, well, Meltzer doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Older,
yeah.
So I don't think he understands like how cool the alien thing is.
Yeah. Cause he's like, it's just not working for me.
Yeah. So he doesn't understand that that's like a very like younger generation, like that's trendy.
So, yeah.
Like, her gimmick is on trend.
Yeah.
But I don't mind the nose booping. It was, like, too many times.
Yeah. Well, her and Shauna, like, got back and forth.
Well, it worked when she went and did it to the title. When she looked like she was going to boop Nyla Rose, and then she booped the title.
Yes.
Boop. Boop, boop, boop.
At one point...
I like her, though.
I think Excalibur was trying to explain the whole alien thing, and Jim Ross just got flustered and said, "Shut up!" And then we didn't watch this match. But at one point, Shauna slaps Chris Statlander. Mm-hmm. And Jim Ross says, "Oh, she pie-faced her." And then he's like, "Why is it always got to be pie-faced? Why can't I like cake? Why can't it be cake-faced?" And then Excalibur's like, "You all right? You all right, Jim?" But Chris Statlander won. A really good match. Shauna's not bad at all.
Be careful. There's still stuff in that cup a little bit.
And this, we get, is this your mushroom tea?
Yeah.
It feels like coffee.
It's not coffee, though.
We get a on-the-stage interview with Tony Schiavone and Nyla Rose. Rose talks a bunch of shit. Says that she's the queen bee in the hive, which brings out Chris Statlander.
Which brings out Beyonce.
Which also brings out Beyonce. Big Swole. Who at one point calls... I don't know if you caught it, but she called Nyla Rose brother. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Maybe she don't like.
But you know what? Jim Ross last week said that Nyla Rose was like king of the mountain and people were shitting all over him. And it's like a turn of phrase. So I don't know.
Oh, no.
Big Swole, you ain't even skilled enough yet.
Oh, damn. I am having a hard time here. Okay.
Just lay down.
I don't want to.
Next up is Moxley versus Jeff Cobb.
Cobb.
Oh, you didn't watch that match. I would have graded that match a B, by the way. Chris Statlander match.
Okay.
Before the match starts, Inner Circle comes out. Everybody sings the theme song. Chris Jericho's got a ticket. They're sitting front row.
Yeah.
Really good back and forth match. Jeff Cobb came off looking super strong.
He definitely came off looking good.
Yeah. He's awesome. He's fucking great.
He like has such a young face.
I think he's super young.
Okay. Because
I think that's why.
Very young. Let's look it up right now. Jeff Cobb. Corn on the cob. Jeffrey Cobb. He is...
I'm going to say 25.
Do you really think he's 25? He's older than both of us.
Get the fuck out of here. How old is he?
37.
You know what? He got them Hawaiian jeans,
he's
dude.
From Honolulu, Hawaii. He's from where my mom is from.
All you fucking do is just chill on the beach, man.
Okay, so he's 37. So he's
older
than both. Oh, not much older. But he's older than both of us.
No, he's much older than
us. Are you about to be 35? You're about to be mid-30. Hope you're ready.
Midlife crisis.
I can tell. We're having one right now.
Excuse me. So dumb. But really great. Jeff Cobb basically beats the shit out of Moxley. Moxley beats the shit out of him. Moxley jumps out like from the ring to the... ground. Jeff Cobb just catches him and fucking suplexes him.
He's hella strong.
Oh yeah, super fucking strong.
But without looking like cliche strong to me, like I like that
he looks
strong.
Just like thick. Yeah. He looks like a fucking tree.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like Strowman. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like just stereotypical. Like I'm like, I don't even like that look.
What about Otis?
Otis is so different. So that does that. Otis to me doesn't look strong. Otis to me looks.
Just fat.
Just like he's going to eat that pizza and do crunches like he did in the Valentine's Day video. But he is so strong. But I prefer that look over the super muscular, like steroid look.
What about Cesaro?
Yeah. Cesaro to me is like lean muscle, though. Like you could tell that if he didn't have muscles, he would just be lean.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, he's a slim
Jeff
dude.
Would just be like thick. Even if he wasn't like working
muscular
out.
Yeah, for sure.
He's just like a kind of like you.
Thick
life.
Jeff Cobb hits a superplex off the top onto Moxley, and Moxley catches Jeff Cobb's leg for a cradle, gets the 1-2-3, surprises Jeff Cobb for a loss. What would you grade that match?
It was a B+.
Yeah. Yeah, A-B+. After the match, Inner Circle rushes in, beats the shit out of Jon Moxley, which brings out Dustin. Dustin gets some offense in.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers are too great. All the lights go out. And there's Darby Allin.
You were just so excited.
Skateboarding out of the ring. He basically takes out all of Inner Circle with a skateboard. Did you see him do the ollie on top of Sammy?
No.
Yeah, he like ollies on top of Sammy.
I can't.
Jeff Cobb tries to suplex him. He lands on his feet and hits him with the skateboard. Also a cool part, your boy Hager tried to low blow him with the knee and he fucking put the skateboard in front of his balls.
Wow.
Blocked it. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Next match we got is for the AEW World Tag Team Champions. The winner of this will face the Young Bucks at Revolution. We get Adam Page and Kenny Omega versus the Lucha Bros. I mean, you can't even really fucking say anything because the match was so good.
This match was so bad. No, it was so good.
Like,
there was like so many crazy spots and they like don't miss a beat.
No, Phoenix like running the rope and hitting his kick. He did like that crazy fucking move to the outside. It was like a hurricane run. Like,
yeah,
he's nuts.
They're all crazy.
Yeah, Pentagon's fucking crazy. They did their Hangman and Kenny Omega did the cool like in the corner. He does the rolling fireman's carry into a standing moonsault, and then Kenny Omega hits a moonsault. It's like,
yeah,
fucking nuts.
Yeah, I just feel like after that, they must feel like they've worked out. Like, I was just like, holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Kenny Omega and Adam Page had some miscommunication. They went for that. What the hell is it called? The flipping clothesline. And Kenny Omega hit, or I'm sorry, Adam Page hit Kenny Omega. Took him out for a little bit. Omega hits V trigger, gets it back. One, two, three.
Three.
Really?
Ding, ding, ding.
Great fucking match. What would you grade that match?
A.
Yeah, totally. After the match, Young Bucks run down. Paige leaves, drink some beer.
Always drinking that beer.
A plus. Then we get the main event. Cody Rhodes, Wardlow, steel cage.
This was not my fave. You know why.
We, so neither of us saw this match until today.
Yeah. Just like literally an hour and a half ago.
Yeah. But I saw, like, I saw the shit on Instagram and Reddit.
I did not.
You listened to Wrestling Observer, so you knew.
I did.
Cody gets busted open almost fucking right away. Like, we both knew Cody was bleeding, but neither of us knew where it was. Wardlow came off looking pretty powerful, though.
Mm-hmm.
He looked really good in this match, and I wonder if he's good or if it was Cody.
No, I think he's probably going to be good. I don't really like his gimmick, though. I mean, he just looks like a D-bag, which I guess is, like, the point.
Yeah, he's a bodyguard. He's a D-bag bodyguard.
Well.
Cody hits the disaster kick.
Wait, why does he have to make himself bleed, though? I really don't like it. We need to talk at least for, like, 1 minute on this. I don't want to see blood. It's not my cup of tea. Blood makes me so fainty. Steve knows. I get really queasy and really fainty. I don't like seeing blood.
What did you think of that Becky Lynch? Shayna Baszler blood.
Okay. Not like fake. I think you meant when she hit her nose. I didn't like that.
No.
I will never forget when you told me when John Cena broke his nose on live TV and you were like, it wasn't that bad. And then I watched it and I was like, this is the fucking
Yeah, because we like watched it after and I was like, it's not supposed to be that bad. And then
you watched it at work and the TV was so tiny.
Blood is just like pouring out his nose.
To the side. And I was like, oh my God. You're like, it's really not that bad. I'm like, this is horrendous.
Get that crimson mask.
There's a couple injuries I will never forget. For sure, John Cena's nose breaking. Then the one you showed me from really long time ago. The, like, teeth through his leg.
Oh, Mankind in the Hell in a Cell, 1996. Yeah.
And then I'll never forget Cesaro's teeth.
Oh, yeah.
From the pole.
Yeah.
Going into his gums, and he was just like,
ah. And Becky Lynch's nose.
Becky Lynch's nose is just always going to be rememberable because she looked so badass. But at the same time, no.
What about the Sid Vicious top rope big boot?
I don't know what that is.
Psycho Sid Vicious was a wrestler that was probably like 6 foot 7 feet. I know
who that is.
You do?
Yeah.
How do you know who Psycho Sid is?
Because that name is like always been around.
Wow. So they made him.
I thought he was a musician. Sid, for a long time.
Sid Vicious was a musician. He was the Sex Pistols.
So that's who I know him as.
Yeah. But that guy is not the wrestler. They're two different people.
Annoying. Yeah. Okay.
So Psycho Sid Vicious, was in WCW and went to the top rope and tried to do a top rope big boot where he landed on his one leg, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it live and his leg goes like flop. And it's just like, he like broke his shin in half. It's fucking crazy. It's gnarly. There's no blood though.
I don't care.
But it's just like,
I just don't like injuries like that. Or,
well, at least the Cody one, it's just him taking a razor to the top of his head.
That's not reassuring to me.
What about the Nakamura one we just saw?
I didn't like that either.
I didn't like that either.
Once he like tapped, like, put his hand behind his head and, looked at it. Yeah. And he was like, oh, shit, yeah.
We'll talk about that a little bit more in a few minutes.
Okay, so this match was really good.
Wardlow
changes, like, 1,000 years height.
It's super tall and, like, super flexible.
Yeah, like, obviously the cage wasn't, like, tightly bound, you know, like, pulled tighter.
No, and
it's very bouncy.
You have the ability almost to... And you do, to hit the ground on the inside. Because we saw a cool spot where, like, Cody was, like, hanging backwards. Mm-hmm. And Wardlow was just, like, shaking the cage into fucking Cody's head. But Wardlow throws Cody into the cage twice on the second time.
Brandi got involved.
She did.
MJF with a chair.
Yeah. MJF at one point was climbing to the top of the cage. I don't remember why.
It was because...
Oh, like, Cody had the ring.
Yeah.
MJF passes the ring to Wardlow to use on Cody because the match was fucking amazing. Cody gets a hold of it. And MJF doesn't want him to use the ring, so he starts climbing. Brandi hits MJF.
It's with chairs.
Yeah. two chair shots to the butt.
Like he's going to do something.
You don't think he would? He's despicable. He was talking about his dick last week to her.
Yeah, I know. He grabbed it.
Despicable.
Fucking gross.
And then Arn Anderson throws MJF into the crowd, which is pretty great.
Yeah.
And then even before that, Arn hits MJF in the head with the cage door.
Yeah, that was good.
Pretty crazy. Cody hits a top of the... Cody hits the... What the fuck's his finisher called?
Somersault?
No, what's his finisher called?
Stardust.
I don't think it's Stardust. I can't remember what it's called.
Shooting Star.
That's going to drive me crazy.
He hits him with a nightmare...
Driver.
Dash. Nightmare shot.
I think...
It's probably in that notes right there that you have pulled up, right?
Good.
Just looking on your phone?
Crossroads.
Stupid.
Cody hits the cross.
Oh, so like the Britney Spears movie.
Yes. Same thing, too. Cody hits the crossroads, goes for the pin on Wardlow. Wardlow kicks out. And then fucking Cody just climbs to the top of this tall-ass cage
within
and
like
does a
moonsault.
Yeah.
Climbs it and doesn't even look.
Doesn't look backwards. Just
doesn't look
here
down,
I go.
Doesn't look backwards. Just flips it. I'm like, what? Why are you doing it so fast?
Hits Wardlow and counts. 1, 2, 3.
And you said Cody broke his little toesy toe.
Yeah, he fractured his big toe. Because he banged it coming down.
That's a whatever injury.
Yeah, he can still work through it.
That's what I mean.
What would you grade that match?
I'm giving it a B because I don't like blood.
I thought the blood added a lot to the match. It wasn't gushing. It never came down to the mat.
It wasn't gushing.
It wasn't.
It was entirely all over his face and his hair.
But it wasn't like dripping to the
I
mat.
Don't care.
Once it was there, that was it. It was done bleeding.
It coagulated fast.
Who's that supposed to be?
You.
I've never said that. But it wasn't like the injury in the Jericho match where he hit his face on the fucking thing. It was just like pouring blood everywhere. It wasn't like that.
Face.
His beautiful.
Or when his chair shot.
Oh yeah.
The first and last head chair shot. That was so bad. And you were like, it's fake. And I'm like, Brandi Rhodes is like shaking.
Her hands
were like shaking.
I said he probably cut himself. He didn't.
Stupid. So what are you going to give it?
Oh, it's an A. It added a lot to the match, the blood.
It doesn't.
But also, I feel like Cody just bleeds all the time anyway.
He just wants to bleed. Doesn't he know we need that in our body?
Get back in there. As Jesse Ventura said, ain't got time to bleed. What would your overall rating
for? Well, I gave everything pretty much an A. So.
Yeah, it's an A. Another A show. Give you an idea. Did it beat NXT in the ratings again?
Not a lot, though.
But I feel like NXT should have been more because they just came off a fucking pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens this Wednesday. I mean, AEW has the Iron Man match. It's the fucking the go-home show for the pay-per-view. So the ratings should be fairly high. NXT is trying to pull out Charlotte versus Bianca Belair to pull in some ratings, but I don't think that's going to do it.
Blair Witch Project. All right. Well, that show was really good. We're on to SmackDown.
Friday night SmackDown from February 21st, 2020. Oh.
They were in Arizona.
So the Usos were actually there this week.
Wow.
And they started with the show coming out talking about, you know, we have a four-way or a eight. There's an eight-man tag. I wonder who our power partners are. That brings out the New Day. They pat each other on the back for a while.
I really like Kofi's blonde hair now.
It does look good. You know whose hair doesn't look good? That one Uso.
You really hate his haircut.
I don't like that haircut at all. The New Day.
I don't even remember. Rude.
Rude. Ziggler. No. Miz, Morrison.
There you go.
Miz and Morrison try to get over Hey Hey. Or
Ho Ho. Hey Hey.
Miz and Morrison. Is that what the chant was?
Ho Ho. Hey Hey.
It didn't get over.
No. Well, I don't think they were actually trying to get it over. They were just trying to get booed.
But you know what? I don't put it past the WWE crowd to start chanting that.
Well, they're, I mean, like, people want to chant or sing anything, so yeah. They're singing Chris Jericho's theme song. And he's the bad guy.
It's a good song.
Okay, first of all, you talked shit about Fozzy for like 1,000 years. So now you
I still don't like any of their other songs.
Okay.
That is literally the only song that I like.
Bye.
I remember when they fucking originally came out, I was like still in high school. And he came out with a song like Balls of the Wall, I think. I think that's what the album was called.
I thought that this was only a thing that's brand new. Like the last few years.
No. Fozzy has been around. We gotta look it up. No. It's been around.
No way.
Forever.
I literally thought it was like, you know, when after he did the list.
No.
Like you just made the list.
2000.
Oh, well. I've never heard of them.
The first album was just called Fozzy.
Okay.
Oh my god, these dogs. What the? I swear they had a song about balls. I guess not. I guess I must be tripping.
All right, well, I'm glad there's no balls songs. Let's get back to SmackDown.
That's going
to
drive me absolutely crazy. There's no balls song. Where did I come up with this?
The balls song? Yeah. I don't know. I didn't even know they were banned until like 10 seconds ago. They were banned like within the last like 5 years.
Little do you know, they've been a band for 20 years.
Shit.
Just touring and doing all sorts of shit.
Okay. Well, anyway, so this match was an 8-way. Who won? That tells you how much I didn't pay attention.
The Usos and the New Day won. It was every Usos match you've ever seen.
Okay.
Jay gets the heat. Jimmy gets tagged in. They hit super kicks. They hit a super fly.
Which one's which?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Oh, okay. All right, so that was a whatever match. That was a nothing match.
Bobby Roode took the pin. I saw an updated WrestleMania card, supposedly. And it is Miz and Morrison versus New Day versus Baron Corbin and Robert Roode versus another tag team. There's four tag teams in a match.
Wait, what are you talking about? Baron Corbin and Robert Roode?
Oh, the Revival. Yeah, exactly. What am I talking about? So they're going to be a team.
Well, where's Dolph? Oh my God. Is he going to be facing Otis?
Yeah. In a singles match.
No.
On the pre-show with a special referee.
Mandy Rose.
Very good. Supposedly. Card subject to change.
But do you think that she'll have Otis's back?
I don't. We're going to have to find out.
I will kill that bitch.
I mean,
What?
I feel like the story could go so much further.
If they do a better job.
If if Otis proposes to her in the ring.
Stupid.
After the match.
Like John Cena.
Yes.
No, it'd be even better if he dressed in John Cena's gear and did it.
Marry you, marry me.
Okay, so anyways, we've really went off so far off at this point. Why are you drinking my tea?
Throat's real dry.
Alrighty.
I've been talking a lot today.
I've been talking so much. Dude, all I do is talk all day. I'm a therapist. So anyways. that match, what would you rate it, Steven?
A D.
C. Come on. They got some effort in there. It's not good.
I just don't even care.
All right, so what was next?
And it's not because I don't like... It's not like I just hate WWE. I like the performers. It's just stale at this point. I've seen it so many fucking times. Like, just stop. Hmm. We get Drew Gulak approaching Daniel Bryan backstage.
This is pretty funny.
Hey, I noticed some holes in your game. And I have a PowerPoint presentation queued up in the back if you want to go over it. Kind of help you out. He Slater busts in and just like, I wasn't ready last week.
He said, are you ready right now?
I'm always ready. I was born ready.
He's kind of like, alrighty.
So they're going to have another match.
Go Heath Slater. Getting on TV.
Fuck it. Yeah, it's refreshing.
Yeah, it's better. I watched that match.
We get the recap of Otis and Mandy.
Which is Valentine's. So sad.
Yeah.
Ugh. Is this when he sees Mandy like... No, this is when Mandy's like, my phone. I didn't send that text.
So Tucker, Tucker approaches Mandy and Sonya and is like... You know, you really broke my boy's heart.
I like him.
He doesn't even want to leave the hotel.
I feel like he's a good little seller.
Tucker?
Yeah.
Tucker's great.
Like, I can believe him.
Yeah. And then she's like, Dolph just showed up before Otis. And that's when Tucker says.
She's basically like saying Otis no-showed me.
Yeah. And Tucker's like, well, why would you send that text message then? And she's like, what text message?
Okay.
So you think it's Sonya that sent it?
I would say it's Sonya that sent it.
And I think it's Dolph.
And it probably is Dolph. What a scumbag.
Which?
But I just thought maybe they'd go to lesbian route since they're already doing it on fucking Raw.
They dropped that. But also.
That's gone?
Yes.
Why?
That whole thing's like done. We haven't ever brought it up again. And then Ruby Riott attacked Liv Morgan.
Oh, I guess you're right. So she's no longer a lesbian?
I guess not.
Well, maybe they need to do it with Sonya Deville.
But I did mention that I would like to see Sonya Deville fight Otis at WrestleMania.
That would be so funny. She looked really good. And remember, we decided to watch the NXT pay-per-view randomly.
Yeah.
Fucking Alvarez said the same exact thing I said about that chick.
That Raquel chick.
Sonya Deville.
Yeah. Like, and Meltzer was like, what?
He was like, no way. I'm like, it's the same Meltzer. Exact thing I thought. I was like, I thought it was Sonya Deville.
Meltzer and I have had a cough for like months. My cough's gone away.
His cough is outlandish.
Meltzer's got his corona. Did you hear him talk about that?
Yeah.
That is scary.
About Japan?
Yeah. Where he's like, because somebody was asking him because he has this fucking nonstop cough. And it's like, he does talk to like everybody. He's like had all these wrestling shows. Scary. Freaky time to be alive.
It's crazy.
Wash your hands. Mandy says that she was looking forward to the date with Otis, but who knows? But Sonya then says, well, Dolph is more Mandy Rose's
type.
Mandy Rose is like, what?
She sucks. I want Mandy Rose to be better. I have so much. I just want her to do well. She just needs like a little bit more like acting lessons or something. Just a little bit.
Cody went to acting school.
Everyone
and like promo school. He was like seeing a speech therapist and shit.
Anyone that does this should do something in their spare time.
Improv.
Yeah.
I've got a gun.
This is not The Office. But I mean, like I said, that one time when she was promoting, she was standing like with her hands like literally like in a Barbie style, like she was a robot. And I was like, why are your hands like so unrelaxed?
To be fair, what are you supposed to do with your hands?
She should have just like had them on her hips or like just something like kind of, or like crossed or something.
I like to do this. I like to tuck my hands into my pits and sit there like a chicken. For all promos.
Jesus Christ. What's the next segment?
You're not going to want to go to this. It's a Lacey Evans interview.
I have something to say about this.
April, the floor is yours.
I did not hate this. It was the first time she did not annoy the fuck out of me. What do you think about that?
I don't have words. I thought it was nice that they weren't like, you know, ready to ask a question like, hey, you used to be a dickhead. What changed? Yeah. But the whole little nasty, like that whole interaction about little nasty is a term of endearment. You little nasty. See what I did. Like, she needs to go to fucking acting school. If anybody needs to go to acting school, it's Lacey Evans. I didn't like this.
It's Renee Young. No, like, I just didn't think it was much more believable than anything she's ever done. But it's because, like, no one was around.
Yeah.
And she didn't have to do anything or cry or fake cry. So I was like, okay, it wasn't great. It wasn't horrible. I wasn't like, just kill me now.
And it does more for her character than like, my daddy was a drunk. To be like, hey, I realize like, being a shithead wasn't cool, so I want to be good. Yes, I want to be a good human being.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, why that did explains you say, it.
I got to make it right with my daddy did this.
What?
Like, who are you talking? What are you talking about?
I got a letter from a little girl.
Do you think I asked for anyone's history? You're not even supposed to be yourself. You're supposed to be a character.
Be a character, bitch.
Okay, anyways. So.
Character's welcome.
All right, so I'm just saying I didn't completely hate it. It was the first time that I didn't feel this rage.
I don't even know what to say. Right. Then her next match is going to be Elimination Chamber.
Like, so she's in Elimination Chamber? How many Elimination Chambers are there?
There's got to be fucking three. There's got to be.
Three?
So they'll do. When
New Day was in all three of them.
How we gonna fit? One of my favorite fucking things. Because I expressed the concern first, and then Big E, like, he was channeling my concern.
Is this when they were bad? Yeah, it was, right? This is when they were bad guys, for sure.
I can't.
I'm pretty sure they were bad guys then because they like didn't even want to come out.
If you haven't listened to the New Day podcast, you need to listen to it and just listen to Big E talking about big meaty men slapping meat.
I can have three Goldbergs. I was like, what is happening?
The best is when he's like, I went and I set up a whole match with Jack Swagger because I figured that's who the match is going to be between. And they pick Alberto Del Rio, two bad guys going at each other.
what was that about?
He was talking about like they would do like it used to be called like Taboo Tuesday, where you would get to like vote on like what matches you would want.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god! And I think it was like Jack Swagger, Alberto Del Rio, and somebody else. And he was like, well, I know it wasn't going to be with this guy. So I went to, no, that's what it was. I went to Alberto Del Rio and set up a match because he was a bad guy. I was a good guy. And instead they picked Jack Swagger. What am I going to do with Jack Swagger? It was fucking so great. Oh my
God. So dumb.
How are we going to fit?
Yeah, that was a pretty good elimination. So wait, so did we determine how many elimination chambers there are?
There's definitely going to be three. So there's already one set up where it's Nikki Cross.
Why?
Ruby Riott. Why? Liv Morgan. Shayna Baszler.
Nikki Cross? Why the fuck is she in that?
No.
You mean Alexa Bliss?
No. Who's the other Riot Squad member?
Sarah Logan?
Okay. Sarah Logan, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan.
Lacey Evans?
No.
No, this is all Raw people.
It's Raw. Shayna Baszler. Asuka.
That's who it is.
And then one more.
Don't know.
There's six.
Okay. Stupid.
SmackDown. Lacey Evans.
She's just standing alone.
It's going to be a great match.
Fighting herself. It's like Fight Club.
I mean, so.
Well, do you think Sasha Banks will be back? Did you hear that Samoa Joe had another concussion?
I heard he had a head injury on a commercial suit. Shoot.
That's what I mean. That was another concussion.
Poor fucking guy. I mean, you can essentially guess who SmackDown's going to be.
Sasha Banks.
Lacey Evans, Sasha Banks, Naomi.
Dana Brooke.
Carmella, Dana Brooke. Who would that sixth person be?
Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. And maybe Nikki Cross. Maybe you take one of those out and put Nikki Cross in too.
Please don't put Nikki Cross in. Okay, and then the men?
The men will only be for SmackDown because we already know who the Raw champion is going for. That's the Drew McIntyre match. So figure Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, not The Miz, not Morrison.
Heath Slater,
Drew Gulak.
Strowman.
Well, he's Shinsuke, the IC title.
Injured. Zayn.
Like, I don't even know.
Sheamus?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Sheamus announced himself for the chamber. So Sheamus is definitely in it.
One of the shorties. Shorty G. Oh,
probably fucking both. They'll probably put him in one pod.
They count as one person, right?
They're going to stand on each other's shoulders.
Okay. Anyways, we've gone way off topic. Let's go.
We get a Symphony of Destruction match.
Holy shit. When this was happening, I was like, what is happening?
And you, I was like, well, it's probably a no DQ match. And you're like, oh, so you've seen this before? I'm like, no, there's never been anything like this ever.
I remember. I was like, why are there two referees, though?
That was the dumbest fucking thing. It's a no disqualification match, but they were tagging in the beginning. That, first off, makes zero fucking sense.
Yeah.
There's musical instruments all around the ring. Okay. Braun Strowman comes out with a fucking upright bass over his shoulder, like he did when he was feuding with Elias.
Perfect. And I said, ukulele.
You said ukulele. Michael Cole said something else. And I said, ukulele.
And you were like, you're saying it different. I was like, we're saying it the same.
Yeah. It was amazing to me you did not hear any difference.
When stupid Corey Graves had his comment.
Yeah, it's not the size, it's what you do with it. You could see Michael Cole in the back just
dying. He is laughing so hard.
If anything, like seeing Michael Cole act like a human being actually like endears him to me. Because it's like, oh, you're not just a fucking shitty corporate chill that's like.
Yeah, he was laughing so hard about that obviously penis joke. Thought it was so funny.
So there's a bunch of fucking plunder. Cesaro and Nakamura double suit. It's Cesaro and Nakamura versus Braun Strowman and Elias. But they double suplex Strowman through the upright base. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of guitar shots. Nakamura at one point goes diving through a gong.
Dude, they're all bleeding.
Everybody had raspberries. Some of it wasn't like blood. It was just like
from the guitar chords and stuff. Like they're hitting each other with the wrong part of the things.
I don't know.
These guitar chords are like painful.
Oh yeah, one of those fucking buzz on you. Ouch.
Ouch.
Ouch. Elias goes through a table at one point.
Yeah, this match was like wild, but like
there's a full piano.
They did a whole gong thing. Like,
yeah, Nakamura like dove through the gong.
Yeah.
Racist.
How did this end?
So no, we have an upright piano.
You know how I feel about
blood. Baby grand pianos, I know.
No, blood.
Braun Strowman. I asked
you if that was a real piano and you were like, nah.
There's no way. Why?
What?
So Braun Strowman picks Nakamura up to give him a power slam off the announcer's table through this piano and just fucking squishes Nakamura's head. Mm-hmm. Just fucking like smashes it.
And you can tell Nakamura's like, oh shit.
Nakamura's like, ah! Levi.
Yeah, because he literally, you can tell his head. And then if you like watched it back, because they showed it.
Yeah.
What I really think happened is, since the table didn't break right, it popped up and like the wood just cut into his head.
Yeah.
Right there. Like the edge.
Or like it could have like cracked and then when it came back up, just like fucking pinched the shit out of it and cut him.
Ugh. So he was bleeding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And both of us were like, ah!
And I was like, oh, no.
Because Nakamura's like holding his head. And then he brings his camera up and it's just covered in blood. And he's like, ah!
I'm like, God damn it. Can y'all not fucking just fucking all make yourselves bleed?
Yeah, everybody's back was bleeding.
Everyone's back is bleeding. This was just not why. And obviously, who won?
Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
And Elias. I wonder when the last time Cesaro won.
Well, they wouldn't even show Shinsuke.
No, they panned up over him and you just see Corey and Michael Cole like staring at
him. They're like,
he's receiving medical attention.
Well, stop staring at it and show me then. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. Well, and then Nakamura like posted him getting like stitches.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm alive. I'm tough.
It's so like endearing to see that the guys like care about each other sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Like they're both back. They're like, okay, you know, Sami Zayn and Cesaro were like trying to make sure he's okay. He did just get like a bad cut open, but he didn't look like anything else.
No, no, no.
He said, but the piano is tougher. Well, also just like the way he landed on it didn't make any sense.
No. No, he was acting like it was a power slam. He should not, have been fucking doing that. No. How about that?
No.
Like, why are you making Braun Strowman get on a fucking table? What are we doing?
Shinsuke, who's like light looking
for a match that wasn't advertised.
Like, and they made it seem like we were supposed to know what was happening. And I'm like, what?
I didn't even get the email this week.
No.
Did you?
I think I did, but definitely nothing about that.
No, it was all about fucking Goldberg.
Goldberg.
Oh God.
That's Big E's favorite.
Big meaty man, Simon Meat. We get Baron Corbin talking about he's going to beat Roman Reigns in Super Showdown.
Oh God, we
get a moment of bliss. What would you grade that Symphony of Destruction match?
Oh my God! Our,
you know, the first ever Symphony of Destruction match.
Give it a C for effort.
Yeah, B. Because there were funny spots.
They were funny.
Sami Zayn hitting.
I didn't mind the idea of it. It just like the blood thing just ruined it for me.
I wish it would have been promoted. Like last week they should have challenged.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But when Sami Zayn hit Braun with the ukulele.
Ukulele.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
We get a moment of bliss with two new Hall of Famers, April.
Oh, damn.
Who's going in the Hall of Fame?
These little Pragos. It's the Bella twins.
Oh, my God. It's what? So fun. I got to show you.
No, or is it going to be something mean?
No. So, they, like, release the picture of, like, the Bella twins are going to the Hall of Fame, but both of them are Brie.
No way.
Yes.
No.
I swear to God.
How do you know?
You can tell.
No. Let me see.
I gotta find it.
So yeah, the Bella twins are being put into the Hall of Fame. They both have their little bellies. But like everyone knew.
That's totally. That is both Brie.
Oh my God. Hold on. I'm having a hard time. I mean, maybe. I can't. Your phone is so dark. They are identical twins, Steve, but.
But there's always been something different. Aside from the boobs.
Well, yeah, but this is obviously an old. I mean, yeah, if anything, it looks like Brie because they're both small boobed.
Yeah.
They both have the same size boobs. But.
And do you think that Nikki would let them put a picture of up without her boobs?
Unless it's a really old picture because they both used to be smaller boobed.
This has been boob talk.
This has been the boob talk.
Can talk.
Okay, so anyway, so the Bella twins come out.
Yeah, and they just.
They cut a pretty. I mean, like, they're trying to just be, like, sincere and from the heart, but Nikki should be the only one that talks. I love Brie. I prefer Brie. But Nikki can also, like, hype people up more or try to. But they're both so. Because I listen to their podcast.
Yeah.
And I can tell when they're being, like, real and sincere. Like, they're trying to be, like, not themselves. Like, it's, they're like uncomfortable.
They're being very shill. Like, they're shilling the product. You guys are doing so great. The women's revolution is awesome to watch. Yeah, I watch, like, it every Monday, like, and why Friday.
Would you be like, you guys are kicking ass, and I wish we could be a part of it. This, but clearly, we're great. About to be moms. You know what I mean? Like,
we have babies inside of us.
Yeah. Like, but, so yeah, I mean, everyone knew that they were being inducted, but this was the announcement. This was the special announcement on the Only Women talk show.
Yeah, that was it.
And I was like,
and what about you, girl, with the Only Women talk show?
Yeah, it was weird.
So fucking weird.
But you know what was really cute was at the end.
Yeah, Miz and Maryse came out and beat him up.
No.
No, Daniel Bryan came out. Yeah, Daniel with Bryan little Birdie.
Came out with Birdie.
And Birdie was just like looking at the giant TV.
Birdie's like, oh, you know, kids.
There's about 1,000 fucking million people in front of you, kids.
Screaming for your dad.
And then I was like, all right, take Birdie to the back.
I hope they're having a son so bad. I think that would be so cute if they had a girl and a boy.
That kid's going to have some kicks. Ha!
I hope they're having a boy. They're not. You know that they're not fucking finding out till the baby's born.
Why? Nikki's
finding out. They're not.
What Green the Daniel, fuck?
They said it on the podcast. So we're gonna have to wait. And she's trying to not have another C-section. She's gonna try to do, the professional medical term is VBAC.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. That's the name.
What's a V-bag?
It's when you try to have a natural birth if you've had a C-section.
I want my V-bag, V-bag, V-bag.
That's the medical term.
Huh. Just buy a bunch of gray shit.
They don't recommend it. It's very much not recommended.
No thanks.
This has been How to Have Children.
This has been V-bag talk. So Daniel's coming out because he has his match with Heath Slater Gator.
Yeah.
Drew Gulak is on the commentary. Very funny on commentary.
He was really funny.
Yeah.
He was like
talking shit about Michael Cole.
Yeah, he was talking a whole bunch of shit, and he was really funny.
What, are you asleep, Michael Cole? I've been out here this whole time.
And then he was like saying some stuff, like talking kind of shit to Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Because Heath Slater, this match was actually really good.
Yeah.
Like, Heath Slater got some offense. Didn't fully listen to Drew Gulak because he goes to the top and then...
He said no.
Get down from there. Get down. Which gives Daniel the opportunity to hit him with the yes kicks and all that shit. Knock him out. 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
And then Drew Gulak
had a PowerPoint of all the things he does wrong.
Drew Gulak's like, hey, you almost got you. He was this close. Pretty good match.
Yeah, it was decent. This was like a B.
Yeah, I'd give it a B.
For Brian,
then we go
and Bree.
Then we go backstage, and Mandy Rose is standing in the arena waiting for her car, she said. And Dolph was like, I got a car, just come with me. And Mandy was like, oh, okay. But like, how did you get to the arena?
First of all Otis is, well, come on, you can just Uber. What do you mean, how'd you get to the arena?
But they drive everywhere.
You never know.
She has to drive to the next town.
They could have just stayed in a hotel that night.
Well, they probably stay in a night a hotel every night.
Whatever, bitch.
But anyways, then Otis was just hiding behind two boxes.
That's the worst part, is Otis was like literally being a creep. Just hiding. And then he just looks so depressed.
Oh, my peach. I'm hiding back here behind these boxes.
Yeah, creepy.
Then we get a Sheamus promo where he talks shit about Shorty G and Apollo Crews.
And that's when he announces he's in the elimination. I'm going to be in the elimination
chamber. Mm-hmm. Shorty G walks up to Apollo, who just saw the promo, and Apollo he says, "Hey, I'm not gonna back down from Sheamus." And then Apollo says, "I don't need your help. I'm gonna do this on my own." So, which means we're gonna get another match. Then, what is essentially the main event? We get Naomi versus Carmella to see who will face Bayley at Super Showdown.
Yeah, we thought for sure Naomi was losing because she came out real unenthusiastic.
Yeah.
Seemed like sad.
Yeah. And you can usually read it on her. Mm-hmm. What'd you think of this match?
It wasn't horrible. It wasn't bad. I was shocked that Naomi won, though. I just thought it would be... Like, are they going to let Naomi win? No, right? But then are they going to let her wrestle her? I just really thought that they would be WrestleMania. Because it would make the most sense because Naomi has not defeated Bayley. Or Bayley hasn't defeated Naomi. Sorry.
it could be a pretty big thing for Naomi to beat
her there,
Bayley, in Saudi Arabia. The first women's title match.
Okay.
Going to a person of color in Saudi Arabia.
That would be cool.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think Bayley will retain. But like, I remember last time with the Lacey Evans Italia match, they were told like not to really show, like, remember there were no faces or heels. It was just, so I don't know what the fuck is going to happen.
That's why I was like, it's going to be weird.
It's going to be really weird. Like, and they have to wear full body suits.
Exactly. And I'm like, is she going to even be able to do her like ass moves?
No. Oh, no.
Is she even going to be able to come out and dance?
She's actually going to have to wear one of those inflatable sumo suits.
Dude, for real. Because her body is like, I mean, her and Bayley both have like really
We need two sumo suits immediately.
So it's going to be weird.
My name's Andrew Bernard. I was with the Scranton party.
Do you think Naomi's going to even be able to wear her hair like in a big old fro?
I don't know. I have no idea. That's going to be the only interesting thing about next week.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's fucking whatever.
So yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. But I didn't think it was a horrible match.
No, it wasn't bad.
No, Naomi won.
Yeah.
I'll give it a B.
Carmella went for the code of silence and Naomi reversed it.
Killed her.
Yeah. Hit her with the moonsault. 1, 2, 3. And then we get Goldberg.
Goldberg. Who's not afraid of the Fiend.
I'm not afraid of you, Fiend.
And he's just sweating. I'm like, Jesus, man. Oh, my God. All you did was walk down the ramp.
But he stands in the fire.
I don't
fireworks.
Care. He's drenched.
Yeah, Goldberg cuts a promo, and Bray Wyatt shows up, and he just keeps yelling for him. Lights go out, and then Goldberg's like, I know where you are, right behind me.
That was dumb.
Yeah.
Why'd he do that?
You're 80 years old. Show some fucking fear. You're not good.
Well, not even that. You don't have to be cocky. I don't know. He just came off as like super fucking arrogant.
It's hard for... I don't see Goldberg as an S-level superstar. Like Brock Lesnar, like S-level. Like he's defeated The Undertaker. He's one of the longest... S-level? Like super.
Oh, okay.
Like A and then S. And then another S.
What's the other S? Oh, S. Okay.
But like I don't... Like Goldberg isn't that.
But he is to people.
I just... But like... There's no nostalgia there for me. But like...
It would have made a difference. It would have, to me, it would have been more clever if he just kind of smirked and knew that he was behind him. Instead of being like,
went for like the spear or something.
You're behind me, right? Like, yeah. He was like a goofball.
Yeah, like, but like hit the ropes and then like went and attacked.
Yeah.
Bray. But instead he's like, you're right behind me. And then like kicks him and the lights go back out and Bray disappears. And that's how the show ended.
So they're making it seem like he's afraid of him. So it means he's probably going to win.
He fucking needs to. If Goldberg wins, I don't know.
You said he needs to. You mean Bray Wyatt needs
yes.
to? Oh, okay.
Not Goldberg.
Okay, well, that didn't sound right. It made it sound like you wanted Goldberg to win.
No.
Okie dokie.
I don't want Goldberg to win, even though I had a Goldberg shirt when I was in middle school.
Then you just said he's not S level.
He was then. He was undefeated. 101.
S level.
Fucking beat Hulk Hogan. It's great.
All right, man.
What would you grade SmackDown?
C.
Yeah, it was like a B, B minus. Mm. There was the small amount of Shorty G. We got to see Heath Slater. Sheamus didn't squash
Birdie.
Anybody.
We got to see Birdie.
Shinsuke
Nakamura bleeding makes me go down a grade.
Can't stand you.
No blood.
No blood equals A plus for April.
Yep.
Any final words?
Nope.
Make sure to like and subscribe. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. All
is Shayna Baszler a vampire?
Yes.
Okay. Now you can continue.
I don't know why she did that. I think on the promo on Raw, she was like, I just wanted to. So I did it. And then I think she said shit or ass or something. Yeah. Like and subscribe. Frank Culture on all social media platforms. make sure to leave us a review on the Frankensteiner Presents iTunes page or wherever you get your podcast from. For April, this is Steve. Thank you.
Bye.